My name is Virginia James, and I'm the soul behind Feminine Sage Wisdom. This is a recording of the weekly memo that you get on the blog. Now, even though FSW is about women finding their purpose, living in their legacy, and doing their soulful work, the memos that come your way are straight from my heart or experiences. Storytelling is one of my favorite things to do and to be a recipient of because it's how we learn more about ourselves and each other. So take a listen to this letter. This week's piece is called Transitioning in Your Career. Try these 3 steps as you prepare to pivot. Happy Monday to you, and as always, thank you for reading another piece from FSW. I've been busy this weekend going through my sweat lodge process on Saturday and then reintegrating what life needs yesterday. And this weekend's events made me think of stages and how we grow and go through them. You can tune into my video here if you'd like to hear more from my weekly wisdom tip. As I talked about stages and going through them in the video, I was reflecting on what to share with you this week on the blog. Something I keep seeing on LinkedIn and hearing through other conversations in my life with women is that they're going through transitions, specifically in their career roles or they are in between work. And this made me think of 3 steps that I've used when I transition from job to job or venture to venture. Let's start to unpack them now. Prepping your heart. Sometimes when a plot twist comes our way unexpectedly, like being let go or an entity merge and things are on shaky ground, it can feel incredibly daunting. And let's admit it, there's also a privilege to being prepared for a change versus a change coming across in an email or a phone call. With the luxury of preparations, I think it's key to prepare our hearts for transitions as often as we can. The reason why I say this now is because I remember before in-depth healing and growth, I would transition mostly with my headspace and ego. I did wonder about my purpose, my calling, and whatnot, but usually my transitions were thought out. And this isn't inherently bad or wrong. And while my heart was also in the mix, I ignored it sometimes, hoping for the best. Now, many of us have plans or steamroll ahead with ideas. Those plans can live in our egos or the paths we expect ourselves to take. Again, not bad, just a part of human existence we need to acknowledge. And over the last few years, I forced myself to use head and heart space when transitioning forward. It may take more time before making a decision, but this practice is a firm commitment and a must-do anymore. So, as you prepare for a transition with your heart and soul, plus your beautiful brain and calculating ego, you might be able to see layers of your decisions in a new light. Prepping your confidence. I've found that when my head and heart are on the same wavelength or seeing the decision from a few perspectives, I feel more confident in decision making. I've done this while quitting my last job, and I've done this recently with saying enough to a school program that no longer served me. Were these decisions hard? In ways. But when I was aligned within, as you can commit to yourself, the decisions felt less daunting. I liken life experiences and choices to chapters. We end chapters, we close books, and we open new ones and start new chapters. The question I have for you is, are you simply a character in your life book, or are you the author? Perhaps you feel like one or the other, or both at times. That's okay. I just want you to remember, when you're checking out job applications or you're drafting up your resume or letters, be the author of your life chapters. Be the wise woman that's within you, even if you're not sure just how to describe her yet. Find out what your heart and soul say about the opportunity and what your head says. If you feel that they're at odds, reread the chapters of your life, so to speak. See the patterns there, what you would and wouldn't change, and then confidently decide your next steps and why they matter to you. Prepping your outreach and experiences. Relevant to processing and prepping for your career or life transition with more confidence, the final quote step is to consider both your outreach and experiences. As I say in the ZPB and on FSW, use your resources. Resources can be people in your network, the self-knowledge you've been developing, and even revamping your resume or CV. Ultimately, try to sit and consider and craft out your strengths. Recall the times you felt alive in the work you've done and the times you were done AF. The point is, prep your transition with buckets full of hell yes versus trepidation. Now, I've been there too, when I didn't feel aligned in myself enough and I didn't know the wisdom I carried within. And that led to feelings of fear, not being good enough, and more. But that's why it helps to build up your heart and confidence alongside or before working on this outreach and review of your experiences. Working within will help you do this work on the outside. And when you continue to work within as you pivot and transition forward, you'll embody soulful living on your career path. It's not just about our titles, and you know that when you read my work and chat with me. This is about living here, now, as you are in your holistic life journey. Now, you'll be able to do it from the heart, from confidence, and from a space of alignment. Tapping into your wisdom within. Let me know how this story resonates with you. You can always drop a comment below. And if you want more tips and direct connection, join for free the FSW Circle to get the weekly wisdom in your inbox. If you're ready to ditch soul-sucking work and what doesn't align with you and shift towards soulful living and work-life balance, you need the Zone of Purpose Blueprint, my signature program. You can sign up for both at femininesagewisdom.com. And as always, if you have any questions or comments, leave them below or contact me one-to-one. I'll chat with you soon, and bright blessings on you. Again, my name is Virginia James, and you can always find me at femininesagewisdom.com. I get that's a lot of I's and vowels to track, but you can also find me on LinkedIn as well. I'll see you there, and until next week, blessings on you, and remember, your wisdom is within.